Remarks of the President to the Committee Representing the National Council of Churches, 26 September 1952.
This country and around. I'm highly appreciative of the privilege of receiving this first copy of the new and revised version and translation of the Old and New Testaments. My mother owned a big deckle-edged Bible published in 1881, which contained the first revised version of the New Testament parallel with the King James Version. I was raised on that book, and I want to say to you that my fondness for the King James Version will never leave me. I shall read this with great interest and try to use it for a better understanding of the Bible on which I was brought up. The only thing that James the First of England and James the Sixth of Scotland is remembered for is the fact that he had a number of scholars, such as you had in this undertaking, make a direct translation of the Old Testament and the New Testament from what they thought were the original documents in which they were first set up. Now, you've gone further and have, I'm sure, investigated, what do you say, you've investigated other documents that clarify the meaning of the words in the King James Version, and I'm certainly most happy to have it. And I think, as you say, that if people understood the contents of this book from cover to cover, and we could get a complete understanding of it behind the Iron Curtain, there would be no thing in this world but peace for all mankind. Maybe we can accomplish that sometime. I hope you gentlemen will keep working at it. I've made an effort on that subject for 7 years to get the moral forces of the world in opposition to the unmoral forces. The people who believe in the teachings of the 20th chapter of Exodus and the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters of the Gospel according to St. Matthew can't hold any malice against his neighbor or his friend if he does what's right. Thank you a lot. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.